From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. 17 children counted among the dead in the Russian plane disaster. A Russian passenger plane carrying 224 people crashed in a mountainous part of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on Saturday, apparently killing everyone on board. The plane disappeared from radar less than a half an hour after taking off Saturday from the resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. Almost all the passengers were Russian tourists heading home to St. Petersburg. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The crash of the Russian passenger jet was Egypt's first air disaster in more than a decade, since a French jet crashed over the Red Sea in 2004. Prime Minister Ismail Sharif was visiting the city of Ismailia Saturday when he learned of the crash. The Prime Minister said a technical team will investigate what happened and that the investigation will be coordinated with the Russian embassy. Several Egyptian satellite TV channels reported the plane's flight recorders were found, but other sources indicated the search for the black boxes is still on. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
While no cause for the crash has been determined, the Islamic State militant group's Egyptian affiliate claimed responsibility for bringing the plane down, although it offered no evidence, and Egyptian officials say that that is unlikely. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, the first stop of a five-nation tour in Central Asia. Before going to Bishkek, Secretary Kerry and other world powers, including Russia, were in Vienna, where they approved a UN plan to bring Syria's government and the opposition to talks. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports migrant deaths on the Mediterranean sea routes to Europe are breaking all previous records. The IOM confirms 3,350 fatalities so far this year, surpassing the record-breaking toll of all of 2014. Now, one group confronting a bit of a twist in the plight of the refugees is the group leaving Syria for Russia overland. Charles Maines has more from the Russian-Norwegian border.
We are from here.
Tomasi is one of a fast-growing number of refugees from the Middle East who have procured tourist visas for Russia en route to Norway. Some are fleeing violence, others joblessness. But with word of the Arctic route spreading on social media, all have headed to Russia seeking a better life in Europe, even if they're uncertain about the quirks of the journey ahead. And here's where an unlikely journey becomes a truly odd one. Russian law bans foot traffic at the border, and Norway fines drivers for carrying migrants across, meaning the only way to cross is by bicycle. The legal twist has prompted a brisk trade in used bicycles throughout Russia's northwest, any size or condition accepted. Entrepreneurial Russian smugglers have even arranged package deals of minivans and bicycles. Charles Maines for VOA News on the Russian-Norwegian border.
Now, one refugee actually had his bike confiscated at the border for not meeting Russian safety standards. A publisher of secular books was hacked to death and three other people were wounded in two separate attacks on Saturday at publishing houses in Bangladesh's capital, according to police. Both of the publishers involved in Saturday's attacks had published works by Bangladeshi American blogger and writer Avijit Roy, who was hacked to death on the Dhaka University campus while walking with his wife in February. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the latest attacks. The local Islamist group Ansarullah Bangladeen had claimed responsibility for the blogger killings. In this week's address, the president spoke to the need for meaningful criminal justice reform in America.
Every year we spend $80 billion in taxpayer dollars to keep people incarcerated. Many are nonviolent offenders serving unnecessarily long sentences. I believe we can disrupt the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails.
In recent weeks, President Obama's been traveling the country and meeting with people who are working to improve the criminal justice system, from law enforcement officials working to lower the crime and incarceration rates to former prisoners who are earning their second chance. On Monday, President travels to Newark, New Jersey to highlight efforts to help reform prisoners to rejoin their communities. North Korea's ruling party will hold a rare convention that analysts say is an attempt to solidify Kim Jong-un's rule. State media on Friday said the Workers' Party will hold the first Congress since 1980 next May. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.